I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. A bill that would allow children with certain medical conditions to be prescribed marijuana passed a key legislative committee Monday. Time ran out on a similar bill last session, which would allow minors with parental consent to be prescribed a liquid form of medical marijuana. Only children with certain debilitating conditions would be eligible, such as a spinal cord injury, end-of-life care, or, as in the case of 13-year-old Cindy Mae Meehan, a severe form of epilepsy. Cindy Mae's mother, Susan, testified on March 2nd that her daughter's daily seizures reduced dramatically on marijuana oil. The Meehan family moved to Maine 2 years ago because doctors can prescribe medical marijuana for children there. Cindy Mae died unexpectedly on March 13th, and the case clearly moved the Public Health Committee's co-chair, Democratic Representative Matthew Ritter.
And I really appreciate the testimony that came from the parents who have to deal with this on a daily basis. And all I can say as a parent, if I ever was faced with something, I'd want as many options as possible for my children as well. Federal government requirements and all those things would not weigh much on my heart. Getting a fix for my children's issues would be the most important thing to me.
Republican State Senator Joe Markley says he was also moved by the testimony, but said he would vote with his constituents who are against the bill.
They're feeling that the increased approval given to the use of marijuana had the effect of sending a signal to young people that it was an encouragement to them to experiment with it.
The bill also expands the number of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana and allows for more medical marijuana research programs in the state. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives for a vote. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.